This week is a very short sermon, but it's an introduction to the historical Jesus. And so who was this guy? Who was he really like? And we have a couple of different versions right in front of us. There's the apocalyptic Jesus, and there's the wisdom Jesus. And one of the questions that historical Jesus scholars have been puzzling over is whether or not the real Jesus was apocalyptic or not. Did Jesus think that the end was coming? And were his views similar to those found in other apocalyptic literature of the time, including, for example, the New Testament book, Revelation? Now, it's not likely that Jesus saw himself, that is, the historical person, as a divine being or as the Son of Man who would come to judge the quick and the dead in the last days, but did he think there was anyone who would do that? Did he think the kingdom of God would be established by divine violence, as we read in Mark 13, in his very own near future? Or did he have a different view of the kingdom of God? And so the challenge for scholars who are interested in this question, they sift through all the stuff, all the sayings attributed to Jesus, and tease out which ones they think reflect the voice print of the historical person, and what ones reflect the view of other writers who put Jesus in a frame, such as the gospel authors. So, here's a question. Did Mark 13, called the Little Apocalypse, go back to the historical Jesus, or was it an invention of the author of Mark? And leading scholars make arguments for both options. Bart Ehrman is a leading scholar who says, yes, Jesus was an apocalyptic prophet. John Dominic Crossan is a leading scholar who says, no, Jesus did not think in apocalyptic terms. So, what do you think? And what difference does it make? As far as being able to articulate a position on the historical question of whether or not the historical Jesus was apocalyptic, I can't be sure. But I do know that the Jesus in whom I have trust and faith, the Jesus of my children's hymns, Jesus in my heart, Jesus, the Jesus that matters to me, Jesus, was not apocalyptic. And here's what I think is at stake and why this discussion is important for all of us today. Apocalyptic thinking arises when all hope is lost, when the world looks so bleak, when the enemies of the good are so strong, when human activity is so feeble and compromised that there's no hope for justice or sustainability or our future. The only hope is that a supernatural being, God, will come in and miraculously change things. And this change is always accompanied, according to the literature, by violence, destruction, and death before a new world is created. It's magical thinking, and it's pretty common. But there's another tradition that is often not quite as prominent, and it's the wisdom tradition, and it is also found in the Hebrew Scriptures and on the lips of Jesus. And this type of thinking says that human beings can draw from divine wisdom, in Greek, Sophia, the wisdom woman who is established at creation, and through this wisdom participate in the kingdom, in the hope for justice and sustainability. And this view of hope is not guaranteed, but it does give us a challenge and an opportunity to bear witness to the kingdom of God that is already present in the world, although mostly not seen. Now, obviously, we don't live in the time of Jesus, and many things have changed that Jesus would not have known about. We know now about mass species extinction, climate change, and all the other threats that human technology has unleashed upon the earth. In fact, it may seem like we're in apocalyptic times right now, as Hurricane Irma is hitting the people of Florida. 6 million people have been evacuated, the largest evacuation in American history. So certainly, Earth is facing challenges, and human beings are facing challenges on Earth. Jesus might have had, however, a good understanding of how economic systems collaborate with religious authorities and militaristic forces to favor the powerful few over against the many. He certainly knew that, and that really hasn't changed that much. So how do you fix it? Well, apocalyptic thinking says there is no fix. Collapse is inevitable, and any redemption is in the hands of God. Just pray. Wisdom thinking says there may be a fix, but it will require human beings to awaken, learn wisdom, cooperate, and work it out. God is present, but in a cooperative, co-creating way. So moving from Jesus and the first century to the present, are we apocalyptic or are we wise? And I think that question is important and relevant. To put the question in another way, do we still have hope? I just finished an interview on my radio program with Justine Willis-Toms. She's the host of New Dimensions Radio. New Dimensions has been on the air for 44 years. Started in 1973, and she created it with her husband, Michael Toms. Michael passed away in 2013. And I would call it a wisdom-oriented program. Justine and her husband, Michael, for 43 years have interviewed all kinds of interesting people, including the Dalai Lama on more than one occasion. And now, after Michael's death, I was speaking with Justine, and she said, now she's the head goose. She gave the illustration of geese flying in formation, and there's a goose, and the rest of the goose honk and honk and honk, giving the head goose encouragement. And she said Michael was the head goose. He was the one whose voice was most heard on the show. She did interviews and whatnot as well, but he was the head goose in that respect. And then when he died, there needed to be a new goose. And she said, now I guess I'm the head goose. And she surprised herself that she would find the strength to do it. But she did. And so she talked with me about hope. And she gave me an image for emergence that one of her guests had told her. She told me about the Chinese bamboo tree. Things are happening right now that we can't see. As Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas, the kingdom of God is spread over the earth, but people don't see it. Then, unexpectedly, surprisingly, like the bamboo, we may be fortunate to see what emerges. The Chinese bamboo seed, when planted, will not break ground for 4 years. You can water it, and you won't see any result year after year for 4 years. But then in the fifth year, the bamboo grows up to 90 feet within a few weeks. Justine said that's the image for hope. She said, when I say hope, I feel that hope is like my late husband Michael Tom said. Hope is believing in spite of the evidence, but he added, it's working actively to change the evidence. So that's what I mean by hope. In working like watering that seed, I work actively with a group of people for positive change, without attachment to the outcome, knowing that something bigger is trying to emerge. And that's what Justine Willis-Toms told me, and I was inspired by that. And I like to think that that is the work of Southminster. We are with hope. We cannot know or see what is trying to emerge until it does. But as nature teaches us, as the bamboo teaches us, it will emerge when it's time. So today is Welcome Back Sunday, so welcome back. Welcome to a community of participants. You are going to hear this morning about the various ministries, like the seeds that we are watering. Beautiful things have emerged over the years in this congregation, and we trust that like the bamboo, more is waiting for its time. So thank you for being part of this good work, and may we be inspired to keep on watering.
And I've heard you can't die. Oh.